H. Gags, mobile.
HKX, KN4 VWA. What's up, Patrick?
Just fighting traffic this morning, Steve. How about you?
Look that bad. Oh, my wife and I are over here on Asheville Highway, 176, going from Inman into town in Spartanburg, and it hasn't been too bad. I'm shocked. I'm happy. I'm shappy.
290 this morning. I didn't get caught up in it, but it happened right as I went through, and traffic's been really bad up through there, and dispersing traffic everywhere around it has been an issue because I think it just shut down the road there for a while.
290 coming from 25 down into Greer.
Yes.
Not that bad a road. That's a surprise to have a wreck up there. Close in towards Greer or more up towards 25?
Somewhere right around Darby Road, and I don't know what your road you're thinking about. That's not a good road.
So Darby, real well. I used to live over at Traveler's Rest, and I would go from Greer over to Traveler's Rest, and I would take Darby as the shortcut to cut over to State Park and go on up the house.
Close to where Darby crosses 290 there was an accident, and like I said, I didn't see it. I wasn't caught up in it, but it happened right after I went through, and it made a mess out of things.
I bet seeing something like that just gives you the cringes, don't it?
But I didn't see it this morning. It happened behind me, so I didn't witness it.
There he is. How you doing this morning, Shane?
Morning, Patrick. Steve, we'll just call him Mr. Magoo. He doesn't see it happening, but it's just all these accidents happen all behind him as he goes through. That's what I heard.
I'm just laughing. I do know who Mr. Magoo is.
Some of the nicknames we could come up with on here. Man, I tell you what. Oh, it'd be quite comical.
I have a hard time. Somebody's got to.
But you're so good at it.
That wheel turns.
Expecting it, for sure.
I can give Shane a hard time, would you? Hey, Shane's such a nice, easygoing guy.
Radio presence.
Not even made for radio.
At least you don't have a face made for radio like me. You know what? As soon as I die, Patrick won't be the second ugliest man in the world anymore.
Patrick Day.
Hey, with such material in hand, how can you pass it by? We appreciate you, Patrick.
Didn't expect anything less from you two clowns.
Have you had any kind of thump, 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 thumps in your tires today? I heard that the last time you had a thump, thump, thump in one of your tires, you found a little compact car in your tread.
No, I try to avoid that. My company doesn't look too kindly on things like that.
Off of Fox 21, remember that?
And while I don't agree with what the guy did, they set him up. They were purposely out there going at a slower speed in the middle lane, knowing that he wasn't able to go around him in the left lane. So they were kind of baiting, trying to get somebody to react that way.
Well, not only that, but they slowed down on him. And that's how they got him so close up on their bumper. That guy used to run my route over in Greer. He was a nice guy. And, it was a while before he got reinstated after he proved his innocence.
Yeah, typical reporters trying to make a story out of something. So, and it worked for a while.
Patrick.
I don't know what y'all are talking about right now.
driving for UPS just like Shane, and they were doing a report on the bad drivers and the bad truck drivers out there on 85. Well, they couldn't seem to get anybody baited in, so they cut in on this UPS driver just like Shane and slowed down on him and did video of him right up on their bumper because they had slammed on their brakes, and claimed that he was tailgating and doing all kinds of switching of lanes and all really bad stuff. He finally proved his innocence. Channel 21 put the black eye over that.
It seems that you have to do that, though. And but anymore, I mean, you might have to have a dash cam in your vehicle to prove everything.
Hey, Shane, do you run a traffic cam?
I don't have one personally, and they don't put them in there. They've got radars and all that. All the tractors will slow down if somebody brakes in front of you. If you have it on cruise, they've got that adaptive cruise control, but they don't have cameras. They claim they don't anyway. I haven't seen any.
Seems to me like they put that in every truck. You know, that way they can kind of defend themselves from the Channel 21s in the world.
And the one that does 360, it watches all four sides of the truck, so that's what I'm working on right now.
Come across, I've got a Garmin GPS traffic cam, but it doesn't do anything out the back, and I can't seem to find any of them anymore, but I do need a traffic cam for my Chevy truck, and let me know what you come across, Patrick.
I'll have to let you know what I find there. I found a few, but I'm trying to read the reviews and see if they're worth the money.
One of those off-brands for about $70. And it worked for a while and then croaked. Get a name brand, Garmin or, you know what I'm talking about out there.
Talking about, but it's hard to find anything with a name brand on it that does that, and so that's where I'm at. I can't remember with a name on the one that I did, the couple I did find, because it wasn't any like Garmin or Kenwood or anything I recognized.
Okay, well, I'm asking you to holler whenever you find something. You know, kind of let me know what you find out there, because I've been looking also, and it's just...
Well, Shane, Steve, I'm going to have to say 73s. I'm at my next stop, so I'm going to jump out and run in here and take care of these guys. Y'all be safe out there today, and I'll talk to you on down the log, KO4HKX, and I'll be clear for now.
Today, N4ZLK. Go ahead, Steve.
Patrick, try to be careful out there. Don't do like Shane and get something in your tires. Good morning also, Shane. I'm gonna back out on you also. Be careful. Let me appreciate it. Okay, I'll be clear if you're fine.
Hey, hello to your wife. You guys be careful out there. N4ZLK.